Welcome back to another episode this week of Providence Coffee Talk. Pastor Charles here, and I am excited because we are literally just a few days away from Christmas. And this is always kind of the crazy time of the week for me and for everything I'm trying to do and get going. And I know that for many of you, it's also a crazy time of the week. And it always kind of adds a little bit of stress to the end of the year, especially if you got kids getting out of school, if you're trying to finish end of year stuff at work, or the rush of trying to make sure all the Christmas presents have come in and that they're not broken. And then if you're like us, you got to make sure that they stay charged, so that when they open them on Christmas Day, they can actually use it as opposed to having to wait to use it. And so there are just little things that kind of come up and pop up. And so it's a really kind of good but strenuous time of the year. And so it has been that for me. We've been trying our best. And I say we, I have been trying my best to get in here and record another episode for this week and kind of prepare for the next few weeks as well. And it has been pulling teeth just to have a free moment that I can do different things. So anyways, all that to say, this is another episode this week, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Christmas time. But one of the things I want to do, I always like to give you a little bit of announcements of things that are going on here at the church. And we've got Sunday morning coming up. It's going to be a great Sunday as we finish the fourth week of Advent. We're going to talk about love this week, and so that's going to be super encouraging. And then also, next week is Christmas Day, but it also means that we have our Christmas Eve service that Tuesday at 5 o'clock here at the church. This is a candlelight service, and I'm excited because we use real candles here. There's no messing around. We don't use any of those battery powered things. We use real legit candles here. And so this is going to be a great time of us singing together, having some prayer time together, devotion together. And like I said, doing a candle lighting there at the end, just always encouraging. So I just want to hope and encourage you to be here, to be a part of this time together. It's going to be amazing. And then we have some other things that are coming up on the 29th, Sunday the 29th. My family and I will be in Arkansas visiting with my family. And so we want to encourage you to be here that Sunday because we got a very good guest speaker who's going to be here to preach with you guys that day. So I would encourage you to be here for that as well. So when we get around into January, we'll be talking about some things for the new year, and hopefully we'll have some new podcast episodes coming out that have listener content. So anything that you have that you would be interested in hearing about, this is a great time to throw that my way so that we can get it set up and locked and loaded and ready to go for after Christmas. So all that to say, today we are going to be talking a little bit more about reinvigorating our Christmas spirit, and we're going to kind of follow the Advent plan from where we left off. But before we get started on that, I do have a little bit of a cup of coffee with me. Again, I've been so busy, I haven't been able to roast any or even go and get like good coffee anywhere. I think for the most part, I've just been trying to run through a drive-through somewhere real quick and pick up something, or I'm just making something here at church. And so this is actually a cup of coffee I made here at church. Just a basic run-of-the-mill, you can buy it off the shelf at Walmart type coffee. And it's decent. It could be worse. It could be water. So all that to say, do have a cup of coffee. So let's take a sip. That was a good sip. And let's get into it. So the last week we talked about how we reinvigorate our Christmas spirit through Advent. And part of that was looking at the ideas of hope and peace and kind of how those things work together to bring a little bit more of that, that energy into Christmas time. And this was something that even, you know, I stepped away from last week and talked to Melina and was saying, you know, it's been really hard for the past couple of years to just find that Christmas energy and spirit. And, you know, even when we were first married, it was a very big deal for us. Like we loved Christmas time. It was, you know, the idea of gift giving and seeing family and doing these things. And those are still important to us, but it's almost like, and it may be, you may be feeling the same way. It's almost like Christmas time has become somewhat of a chore more than it's become this occasion that we get to celebrate and that we get to just enjoy. And so I wanted to spend just a quick moment talking a little bit about how we can reinvigorate our Christmas spirit through the Advent or through the theme of joy in our life. You know, growing up, I always enjoyed the Christmas time because not only was it, you know, you got a few weeks out of school, which, I mean, that's a blessing right there. I'm not going to lie. Anytime that you can have a break away from school, but growing up in Arkansas, it all usually meant that, hey, somewhere in here, there might be some snow that comes down and somewhere in here, there's going to be some new toys. Somewhere in here, there's going to be just a, you know, kind of a good break to have and some different things that we could do. And so I always enjoyed when I was a kid that time. Because it was almost like my routine was able to kind of go by the wayside a little bit, and I could just kind of take in this moment where family got to come together and we got to have all these great things happen. The one thing that did always kind of throw me off a little bit right at Christmas was in my family, we would open gifts and we didn't really like rush through it. We did take our time a little bit. And then we got to play with them for like an hour, maybe, until we had to immediately turn around and get ready because we had all of this family coming over. And so I remember throwing some things on real quick and just kind of making sure that I had everything ready and together. And then the next thing I know, there's like 20 more people in my house and my dad's trying to carve up a turkey or a ham or kind of whatever he's got going. And so there was always kind of like this moment where, you know, it's like in the middle of my Christmas day, the energy just kind of got zapped and the ability for me to kind of be off on my own and kind of do some things, you know, you have to entertain and you have to do. And even now, like it's weird having a holiday where I'm not sitting there entertaining somebody or somebody's come over to the house or different things like that. And for the past couple of years, Melina and I have been able to simply take a break and allow our family to just be home on Christmas with really no kind of in and outs or things like that. And I think for us a little bit, that's kind of what has thrown off our perception of Christmas. You know, she grew up with a lot of that kind of family time together. And then, you know, now we're kind of establishing that family time, what that looks like for us. But it's so different, I think, than from when we grew up as kids. And we're trying to understand, okay, well, what does this look like for our kiddos? Like, what do we do? What's important to us? And one of the things that I know for me over the past several years, but, you know, the past couple just in mind, is trying to help bring the joy of that season back into our time together. And this is kind of a big piece because when we look at the advent of joy and we look at that theme, we really do see that the gospel message of Jesus promotes Christ as being great joy for all people. And so it would make sense that in our life, we should be experiencing some level of joy at Christmas when it comes to celebrating the good news of Christ. And so one of the things that Melina and I have talked about is, you know, even though things look different for us and even though things are a little bit not chaotic, but just we're trying to figure out how do we establish these memories and these routines or these kind of things that we feel like are important for our family. How do we mostly incorporate things like joy into this day? And so it's been fun for us because we've tried to sit back and say, well, what would we have liked if we were kids? Like, what would we have enjoyed to do? What would have been important for us? And one of the things that we've talked about is just having a day where you can stay in your pajamas all day. You can drink hot chocolate whenever you want to. You're not having to sit down for a meal, but you can just kind of snack around and really just kind of play with your things, right? Like just kind of enjoy playing with your toys. that's one of the things that we've kind of focused on, I think, for our kiddos, is not placing any stress on that day, but just making it about, you know, when you guys want to wake up and open toys, man, that's totally cool, so long as it's within reason. And then even then, as they're enjoying those things, just spending that time with them and spending that personal time with them where there's no strings attached, there's no extra things that we have to accomplish or do. It is just us around the house enjoying the day and really just focusing in on that family joy and that family time together. For me, one of the things I've tried to remind myself when I reinvigorate my Christmas spirit is, if my responsibility as a husband and as a father is to reveal the joy of Christ to my family, then I must create times where they can have enjoyment. If I'm going to be the father and the husband that my family needs, then enjoyment has to be a part of our regular life. And again, I'm not going to say that I can sit back and know all the answers, and if you just listen to me, then everything will be hunky-dory, because there are definitely moments where I think life and the anxiety of life just gets kind of overwhelming, and you sit back and you think, oh my gosh, like I just can't right now. And so it's been a challenge for me to step back and say, okay, well, how do I bring enjoyment into the life of my family? Well, and Christmas time is a great way to do that. When we get to really just focus in and enjoy that time together and enjoy just each other, I think that really is one of the elements and ways that we can incorporate joy back into our Christmas spirit and reinvigorate our Christmas time. So why is this so important? Well, again, like we talked about, the good news of the gospel is what the angels said to the shepherds is a great joy for all the people. The reality is that the coming of Christ has presented us with a joy that we could not manufacture for ourselves, that we could create for ourselves. And one of the faults, I think, within our world, but even within Christianity, is we desperately try to find ways to create and manufacture joy in joyous moments. Like we do different things to try to hope that it's going to bring someone an experience, and through that experience that their life is going to be touched. And, you know, I think even at times we use things like gifts or whatever to hope that it's going to heal some wounds that some people have in their life. When in reality, Scripture says very clearly that joy is the one thing that we can obtain through Christ, that I do believe has the ability to heal a lot of things in our life. Because even through the midst of our difficulties, we can still find time for great joy, and we can still find time to rejoice in God, our Savior. And so I just want to take a moment and just encourage you in this to say, I don't know what your normal holiday season looks like. I don't know if it's chaotic. I don't know if it's stressful. I don't know if it's peaceful. I don't know if it's got a lot of moving parts. I don't know if there's a lot of driving around or visiting family or things like that. But there are going to be things in this season that are aimed at robbing your joy and taking the joy of the season away from you. Recognize now that if the enemy wants to take your joy away, he's going to find a way to do it, especially in a time where we can really separate ourselves out and devote ourselves to the teachings of Christ and to the gospel. Then it's easy for the enemy to distract us in that moment and then to rob our joy and to rob our blessings at that as well. And so we must recognize, first off, that, you know, joy is found in the gospel alone. It's not found in anything else that we do. I mean, I love my family to death, and I'm excited I get to go see them here shortly. But at the same time, if I put the pressure on my family that for my joy to be complete, my family must be able to cater to every whim that I have, then that's way too much pressure on my family. And not just my family of of Malina and the kids, but even my family of my parents and my sister and my nieces and nephews and cousins and aunt. I mean, if I put all of that pressure on them to bring joy and happiness into my life, then I'm placing my expectations in the wrong area and I'm focusing on the wrong thing to bring me joy. If we're focusing on even the material things that we can acquire and obtain to bring us some sort of happiness or some sort of joy, then we're really focusing our attention into the wrong areas. And so one of the best ways that I've found to kind of reinvigorate that Christmas spirit is by placing things in proper perspective. I say it all the time, whether I receive something at Christmas or if I don't, it's of no matter to me. Because just being able to see my kids have a wonderful day, that's all that really matters. Being able to see my wife have a wonderful day, free of stress and free of just kind of craziness for both of us, I think that's what really brings joy. And then being able to put all of those things aside, and while we're opening gifts and while we're spending time together as a family, we're reflecting on just the goodness of Christ in our life. Those are the things I think that really bring joy into our heart and into our home. See, that's really the magic, I think, that exists here. That by simply reflecting, even briefly in brief moments, on the work of Christ in our life, even on days where we get to celebrate Him through the exchanging of gifts and just the working together in that way, I think it really does bring us into a position where we can practice great joy. And so I know that this is kind of a crazy topic to kind of talk about, but again, going through Advent, I think understanding that, you know, joy is found in knowing the gospel. It's found in knowing Christ. And I think recognizing too that joy can be, I don't want to say taken away from us, but our joy can be manipulated by the things around us, in that sometimes the cultural things that we have to go through or the stressful things that we have to go to can rob us of our joy and can rob us, and it can manipulate our joy, and it can take it in those moments and make us feel like things just aren't what they need to be. As I mentioned at the beginning of this, you know, there are moments during the next couple of weeks that are going to be stressful. They're going to be chaotic. They're not going to work right. They're not going to completely go the way that I think they need to go. They're not going to meet my expectations at times. That's okay. It's okay that my expectations aren't going to be met. And it's okay that things are going to be a little chaotic. It's okay that things are going to be stressful, because those things aren't what bring me joy. Working hard to make sure that I'm doing my best and giving everything that I have isn't going to bring me joy. That's just a characteristic and an ethic that I need to have. But joy is going to come when I can maybe leave the office a few minutes early to spend time with my kids, intentional time with them. And as much as I hate getting beat up every single day, laying on the floor and letting them wrestle and letting them kind of do and just having that time together. Those are kind of the daily moments that can bring us joy in our life, because that is us leading our family and that's us supporting our family, praying and talking over a dinner table at night just to say, you know, how's your day? How's your week been? You know, what's going on? What are you learning? We're getting to know our kids. We're getting to know our families, and we're getting to experience some time together with them. And it's hard because you don't want to miss out on certain things. And I know for me, I don't want to miss out on my family, and I don't want to sacrifice them for something that's fleeting. And I think that at Christmas time, sometimes without us maybe even knowing it, we can sacrifice our family and we can rob them of the joy for something that's fleeting. So all that to say, I want to encourage you during this holiday season, let your joy be complete in Christ. Let your joy be made known, and let your joy be made complete through your relationship with Jesus. Because it's only in that relationship with Christ that you're going to find meaning and purpose. And it's only in that relationship in Christ that you're going to get to experience joy, that even in the good times and in the sad times, you still can rest assured knowing that your salvation is secure through Christ. So Providence family, I hope that this is a little bit encouraging to you. I know this is a little bit shorter episode than normal, but It's kind of one of those things you don't really want. You don't want to beat a dead horse, I guess is the best way to say it. And that's a terrible, that's a terrible way to describe something, but that's the way we say it. Anyway, if you have any comments, questions, suggestions, if you've got anything that's just bugging you, maybe there's something you just want an answer to, and it's not even like theologically related, but you're trying to figure out an answer to how do I answer this or how do I say this? Don't be afraid to just reach out and let me know. As long as it's not super far out in left field, kind of crazy, I'm usually pretty good about listening to and responding to most things. So anyway, I hope that this helps you reinvigorate your Christmas spirit. Just as that, you know, as a quick brief reminder, your joy is found in the gospel. It's found in the good news and the work of Jesus. And just be mindful and watchful for things that might be there to rob your joy, whether it be things, whether it be friends, whether it be work, whether it be family, whatever it is. And then when you find that your joy is getting taken away from you, do what you can to correct that and spend the right moments and the necessary moments in the right places to remind yourself that even though life is good or difficult or a joyous occasion or it's crazy or whatever it is, that your joy can be made complete every single day by simply resting yourself in the arms of Jesus. So Providence family, I hope that this helps you. Again, if you have any questions, you can message me, Charles at pbcshopro.com, and I look forward to talking with you.